まだわじゃよくんじゃびあり、そらだまだわじゃよくんじゃびあり、じゃよごぴじゃなばらば、じゃよぎりばらだり、じゃよぎりばらだり、ぴじゃなばらば、じゃよぎりばらだり、じゃよぎりばらだり、じゃよやしょだなんだな、じゃよブラジャジャナランジャナ、じゃよブラジャジャナランジャナ、やしょだなんだな、じゃよブラジャジャナ、じゃよブラジャジャナランジャナ、じゃよやむなきらばなちゃり、じゃよくんじゃびはり、じゃよくんじゃびはり、やむなきらばなちゃり、じゃよくんじゃびはり、じゃよくんじゃびはり、じゃよらだまだま、じゃよくんじゃびはり、じゃよくんじゃびはり、だだまだま、じゃよくんじゃびはり、じゃよくんじゃびはり、じゃよごぴじゃなばらば、じゃよぎりばらだり、じゃよぎりばらだり、ぴじゃなばらば、じゃよぎりばらだり、じゃよぎりばらだり、じゃよやしょだなんだな、じゃよブラジャジャナランジャナ、じゃよブラジャジャナランジャナ、ショダナンダナ、ジャヨブラジャジャナランジャナ、ジャヨブラジャジャナランジャナ、ジャヨヤムナティラバナチャリ、ジャヨクンジャビハリ、ジャヨクンジャビハリ、ジャヨナティラバナチャリ、ジャヨクンジャビハリ、ジャビハリ、ジャヨラダマダマ、ジャヨクンジャビハリ、ジャヨクンジャビハリ、ダダマダマ、ジャヨクンジャビハリ、クンジャビハリ、ジャヨダダマダマ、ジャヨクンジャビハリ、ジャヨクンジャビハリ、ダダマダマ、ジャヨクンジャビハリ、クンジャビハリ、ハレクリシュナ、ハレクリシュナ、クリシュナ Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna Hare Rama Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Rama Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Jayo Radha Gopinatha Radha Gopinatha Radha Gopinatha Shri Radhe Radha Gopinatha Radha Gopinatha Radha Gopinatha Shri Radhe Jayo Radha Madhava Radha Madhava Radha Madhava Shri Radhe Radha Madhava Radha Madhava Radha Madhava Radha Prabhupada 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 Jayo Jayo Prabhupada Prabhupada Jayo Jayo Guru De Guru De Guru De Jayo Jayo Guru De Guru De Guru De Guru De Jayo Jayo Guru De
Jai Om Vishnu Pad Paramahansa Prajakacharya Stotara Shota Shriman A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj Prabhupada Ki Jai Iskan Founder Acharya Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai Bhagavad Gita Ki Jai Kolhapur Yatra Ki Jai Nitai Gaura Premalande Hare Hare Bo Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya
om namo bhagavate vasudevaya
om namo bhagavate vasudevaya
Devaya
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
So they put the Bhagavad Gita in front of me, so this means that I need to read one verse from Bhagavad Gita probably. Yeah, we can read one, I don't know, from somewhere. You can... Huh? No, you can just read for them one verse. So my friend will now read one verse from the chapter with demoniac and God's nature. Yeah, one was taken first. You can first one. Yeah, you can. I think first
one.
Chapter 16, text 7. Text 5. Chapter 16 is called the Divine and Demoniac Natures. So text 5. Daivi sampad vimokshaya nibadana yasuri matha masuchaha sampadam daivim habijato sipandava. Translation by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. The transcendental qualities are conducive to liberation, whereas the demonic qualities make for bondage. Do not worry, O son of Pandu, for you are born with the divine qualities.
Radhapan, Sriman Bhagavad Gita, Adhyaya 16, Tyamadhye Adhyayacha Shirshak Ahe, Daivasura Sampad Vibhagyo, Daivi Ani Asuri Swabhav. Tyamadhye Shlok Kramanka Path, भाषांतर आणि तात्पर्य श्री रूपांतरे भाषांतर दैवी गुण मोक्षदायक असतात तर आतुरी गुण बंधनकारक असतात हे पांडवा तू चिंता करू नकोस कारण तू दैवी गुणांसह जन्मलेला आहे
ओम अज्ञाना तिमिरंदस्या Jnanchanashalakaya Chakshur Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Nama Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindubhyayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So Hare Krishna, I'm very happy because I'm here amongst all of you, nice devotees from Kolhapur. Like you know, my name is Mohan, Mohan Das, and I'm disciple of Bhaktivedanta Maharaj, and I'm Shiksha, disciple of Radharat Maharaj, and I'm a very good friend with Vidyadev Prabhu, so because of it I came here. So he tell me so many stories about you, and I heard from devotees from Chopati also so many stories how you are nice exemplar devotees here in Kolhapur. And Maharaj also told us that we need to visit few places, so because of that we came here, and we are very happy because we are here. But unfortunately for three hours we need to go to train. We are going to Pune and then to Nigdi. We came just yesterday, but maybe next time when we came then we can have more of your association. It's very nice to be here amongst all of you. We also have yesterday, like I said, very nice program in Nipani. And yeah, it's very nice, these people, all people here in this South Maharashtra and Bhagavan. We're very happy to be here. It's not that only I came here. It's my wife. You can see her here. Her name is Abhuta Datri. So for the beginning I will just try to quote one very special verse from one very special book. The book is called Srimad Bhagavatam. It's in one very special in 10th canto. So verse is going, Tava katam ritam tapta jivanam kavibhiriditam dhammasapanam shravana mangalam shrivadattatam bhuvi grinandiye bhuvi grinandjana. Oh, very nice. Many of you know this verse. So the verse is very, very special. It's the original is from Gopi Gita, and the Gopis is when they were speaking with Krishna, they told him this verse. And it's also very special because there is one king in the time of Lord Chaitanya. His name was Pataparuda, he knows. and yeah, you know everything here. So, and then when he came there, Lord Chaitanya, he doesn't want to take his offices because he's sannyasi, he's a king.
जे राजा प्रतापरुद्र होते त्यांनी हा श्लोक गायलेला की पार्श्वभूमी दुर्गदर्शी की चैतन्य महाप्रभू हे संन्यासी असल्यामुळे राजा प्रतापरुद्र तो राजा असल्यामुळे ते त्याला भेटणार नव्हते.
But then he came there, he just quoted this verse and the Lord Chaitanya came to him and just embraced him.
पण ज्या दशरथाच्या दरम्यान ज्यावेळी चैतन्य महाप्रभू त्या ठिकाणी आले तर प्रतापरुद्रांनी हा श्लोक गायला आणि चैतन्य महाप्रभूंनी त्यांना आलिंगन दिलं.
The verse is speaking that the words and the nectar of his words is the only safe for the person who is suffering in this world. This nectar of his words is destroying all the karma and bring the happiness to the life of the people. So in this person who is distributing this message all over the world, they are the biggest welfare workers in all creation. So today in the evening I will speak about one of these persons who is one of the biggest welfare workers. I was very fortunate to be his disciple. His name is, you can see him, his name is Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj. He was a very, very extraordinary, very special soul. Most of you know him. It's very nice, I'm very happy because of that. So I will try to say something about him, about my... I was serving him a few times and then I was like, of course, doing so many mistakes and I had some... I was 2 or 3 months, I was a temple commander in Gitanagari temple and then even he was living in Bali, so I have so many... relationship also.
तर माझं सौभाग्य आहे की मी अशा महान व्यक्ती भक्ती तीर्थ स्वामींचा शिष्य बनायचं मला सौभाग्य मिळालं आणि त्यांची सेवा करण्याचं पण सौभाग्य मला मिळालं. गीतानगरी ज्या ठिकाणी भक्ती तीर्थ स्वामी असायचे तर त्या ठिकाणी प्रभूजी टेम्पल कमांडर होते, त्याने अनेक सेवा करायचे, त्यामुळं अनेक अशा आठवणी आहेत त्याचे आज आपल्याला सांगते.
I was, because so many sannyasis were coming there, sometimes 2 or 3 a day to Gitanagari, so I was speaking to all of them and they told me some things which Maharaj told them, so I heard so many things.
And that was over Gitanagari madhe anek sannyasi aise and kadhi kadhi 2-3 sannyasi eka veli asayche and tyanni bhakti tir swamin vishayi cha kai tyancha aachvani ke tyancha je itar goshti tya sangitle tyamule te pan majhya kade aahe.
So many of you heard for the lecture of Maharaj, Radhanath Maharaj, when he was speaking. Many of you, yes, so I will tell some other secret. I will tell some other things that you're going to hear from him.
Param Pujya Radhanath Swami Maharaj, in Mumbai, he has given his Swami Vishay, his Pravachan, his Sangeet. But he has given his Vishay,
So this verse, Stavaka Tamritam, is such a special verse. And just to connect with this verse, I will try to say one more story. You know that after Krishna departure from this world, before 5,000 years, the same time the Kali Yuga starts.
तुम्हाला कल्पना आहे की ज्यावेळी भगवान श्रीकृष्ण हे भौतिक सोडून गेले तर त्याच वेळी कलियुग सुरू झालं.
And after like 2,000 years, because of the wrong understanding of smarta brahmana, the Vedic knowledge was completely misunderstood and completely misused, so people didn't have any more idea. about God. Yeah, after 2000 after Krishna's departure.
Bhagavan Sri Krishna Chanantar, 2000 Varshanantar, as a Vedic Jnana Hota, as a Lukta Dhala, and Kodi Bhagavan Dhana Dhanu Shakat Nata, Karyalkana.
There were so many problems that people were, they were killing animals in the name of Vedic Yagyas, Vedic sacrifice. So then Krishna, because he's so merciful and he was gradually, all these things that we are now, it's just one big plan. We are all now in one very big plan of Lord Krishna. And Krishna was slowly, by different avatars or by different acharyas, he was sending some avatars, and they were coming to highest, and they were just going step by step to the highest understanding of God.
भगवान श्री कृष्ण अनेक अवतारांच्या द्वारे आणि अनेक आचार्यांच्या द्वारे ते क्रमशः भगवान भगवत ज्ञानाचं जे सर्वोच्च स्तर आहे त्यापर्यंत सर्वांना नेत होते.
So in the beginning Buddha came and he just spread the philosophy of ahimsa, so that because people they were killing so much animals, so and then he said there is no need of following the Vedas, we just need to be ahimsa.
त्यानंतर भगवान बुद्ध अवतरले आणि ते म्हणाले की अहिंसा सगळ्यात श्रेष्ठ धर्म आहे आणि वेदांवर विश्वास ठेवायची काही गरज नाही.
And then Shankaracharya came, and gradually, you know, you need to understand this always going on very gradually. And then he somehow, it's like the same thing what Buddha says, but he just established again the Vedic scripture, like the main.
And त्यानंतर क्रमशः हळूहळू भगवंतांची योजना होती जो मूळ सिद्धांताचं स्थापन करण्याचे. शंकराचार्य आले आणि त्यांनी हळूहळू सांगितलं की भगवंताच्या शास्त्रांवर आपण विश्वास ठेवला पाहिजे.
Everybody, so many of them, they are Mayavadis and following Shankaracharya, but in the end of his life he said Govinda Bhaje. Everybody needs to sing the glories of Govinda, of Krishna.
Shankaracharya je anuyayi ahet te Mayavadi ahet, pan swatah Shankaracharya kay mhantat bhaje Govinda, apan Govindanachi bhakti keli pahije.
So don't do ever offense against all these special souls, because they are just come here because of the Krishna, he just sent them.
त्यामुळे जे असे महान आचार्य किंवा असे महान आत्मे आहेत त्यांच्याप्रती आपण अपराध करता कामा नये, कारण भगवान श्रीकृष्णांनी त्यांना पाठवलेलं आहे.
दे आर नॉट गिल्टी बिकॉज सम अदर पीपल हॅव मिसअंडरस्टँडिंग देअर फिलॉसॉफी.
ते अपराधी नाही आहेत, कारण बऱ्याच लोकांना गैरसमज असतो की या लोकांनी चुकीचा प्रचार केला.
सत्य शंकराचार्य Ramanujacharya came, you have heard so many stories about him now in this beautiful yatra.
And Dhanantar Ramanujacharya, the Dakshin Bharat Yatra Hoti, Chamadeya Pan, Ramanujacharya, which is anek sundar katha ikla, sundar lila ikla.
Maybe we can now open this door, because, you know, they don't have any more to sit. Sachi Sut Prabhu, maybe we can open this door, because... So, after Ramanujacharya, because he was giving such a deep understanding of Krishna, but again, because of his time, he cannot spread completely his idea because of the Shankar, because of such a big influence of Shankaracharya.
And Ramanujacharya's ichcha asun dekhe Shankaracharya'ncha tattvata itka prabhav hota tyamule te purna parne te mool sarva tattva jnan te patru shakle nahi.
And after him came Madhva. We are in Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya. So after Madhva Acharya came, with almost totally, completely understanding of science of God. And then, first time in this day of Brahma, the people of this planet get such a deep understanding of God, like the Lord Chaitanya gave in the form of Gopi Bhava or Yunaroda
Bhava. जे चैतन्य महाप्रभूंनी आहे ते सर्वोच्च जो उत्तर आहे गोपी भाव किंवा राधा भाव तो प्रदान केला.
Now, so you can imagine, never before in the history of this world, never before people have such a big understanding of God. Never. Lord Chaitanya came first one and he gives such a... Even before they were all devotees of Lord Narayan, Lord Vishnu, but now Lord Chaitanya came and gives such a deep understanding of God. So can you imagine how fortunate we are? How many people have chance to get such a deep understanding of God? Especially this Madhurya Rasa, understanding that each of us can be a lover of Krishna. And then you need to understand, like, now it's Kali Yuga. When there is a big problem, we need a big expert. Like, for example, if you have, like in the West, I know some things about computer. So when some devotee or someone has some problems with the computer, they invite me, that I try to fix, but I know just a little bit. So if I can do something, I do, but the computer is very, very broken, so many problems, then they're not calling me, they're calling someone else. But also if he cannot fix, then they're calling someone else. But if nobody can fix the problem, then they're calling one devotee, he's my friend. Fortunately, I was like, in the beginning, I was preaching to them, we call him the biggest computer expert for the devotees in Croatia. Then he need to come. There is no other possibility. When we try everything, then he need to come. So like my Guru Maharaj says once, in Kali Yuga, people are so degraded, people are so fallen, that we need the biggest mercy what Krishna can give us. Or when someone was very sick, you know, nobody can see what's going on with him. He is going to one doctor, to other doctor, and trying so many things, but nobody can know. Then they need to invite like big expert to find out what's going on in this case. And when nobody can fix the problem with the patient, then they call the wife of Vrindavan Anand Prabhu, and then she fixed the problem. So in the same way, the biggest, we are all very sick, and the biggest doctor, the biggest expert to find our disease and cure is Srila Prabhupada. So because of Krishna, causeless mercy, he sent Srila Prabhupada here to help us. And one Maharaj says very nice once, because of Krishna, big love to us, because Krishna likes so much us, he sent Prabhupada.
आणि माझे गुरु महाराज म्हणाले की श्री कृष्णांचं आपल्याला इतकं प्रेम आहे, श्री कृष्ण आपल्याला इतके काळजी घेतात की त्यामुळेच त्यांनी श्रील प्रभुपादांना या ठिकाणी पाठवलेलं आहे.
And like Purabhashanda Prabhu says, now it's like 29 years after Prabhupada's disappearance. Now, Purabhashanda Prabhu, now people start to realize how he was great, even to other sampradaya, even to the other, even to the other religions, how he was great. So now it became like, became more and more popular.
Purabhashanda Prabhu, the Srila Prabhupada's teacher, they mentioned that आता लोकांना श्रील प्रभुपादांविषयी आणखीन त्यांच्या महिमेविषयी कळायला लागले, विशेष करून ते इतर संप्रदायाचे लोक आहेत. कारण प्रभुपाद जाऊन आता 29 वर्ष झाली, त्यामुळे आता या काळाच्या दरम्यान लोकांना आणखीन प्रभुपादांची महिमा कळू लागली.
हे टू समथिंग विच इज रिअली ऑलमोस्ट इम्पॉसिबल. लाईक आय सेड यस्टरडे, नो आय सेड इन बेलगाम इन लेक्चर, ही टीच अस स्पेशली इन द वेस्ट, वी आर ऑल्सो ऑलमोस्ट लाईक एनिमल्स. Teach us how to become Vaishnava. It's really almost impossible.
जवळजवळ अशक्य असं कार्य श्रील प्रभुपादांनी केलं. ते पाश्चात्य देशातील लोक होते, जे पशुवत ज्यांचं जीवन होतं, त्यांना त्यांनी वैष्णव बनवलं.
In the early beginnings of 20th century, almost before 100 years, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he was sending his sannyasis to different places, London, even to Germany, I heard, but they were always coming back with disappointment. They said, it is impossible. They are like completely crazy, completely, you know, immersed in the material of sense gratification. We cannot do this. Nobody can do this.
And that was 100 years ago. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur and Nikan, Tanche, Sanyasi Shishyana, Tanche, Pashyate Desha, Germany, Vagare, Prachara Sati Patala. But he said, no, Nirashon Paratale. And he said, Ashakya hai, Ashalukana Sudharana.
But then, one Jagat Guru, they said that one, there was one meeting in India, they were inviting different kind of sampradayas, Vaishnava, different kind of religion, and I think from Ramanuja Acharya or from some other Vaishnava sampradaya, authentic, he started to speak. And then he starts to speak and he says, whatever we do, with all the things that we are doing, we cannot even compare with the activities which they are doing, with even one dust, something like this, with the activities that they are doing, disciples of Srila Prabhupada in the West.
त्या कार्याची तुलना श्रील प्रभुपादांचे जे शिष्य आहेत, जे पाश्चात्य देशामध्ये करतायत, त्याच्याशी तुलना पण आपली करता येणार नाही.
So it's really, you see, amazing. Never, he was glorified for a long time about Prabhupada and his disciple. Because, you know, even in the West now it became so popular, even everybody started to speak about Prabhupada, what he do.
आणि हे आचार्य बराच वेळ श्रील प्रभुपाद आणि त्यांच्या शिष्यांच्या कार्याविषयी स्तुती करत होते. आणि पाश्चिमात्य देशामध्ये पण जे श्रील प्रभुपाद आणि त्यांचं कार्य आहे हे लोकप्रिय होत आहे.
इट्स लाईक अ मॅजिक, यु नो, फर्स्ट टाइम समथिंग दिस हायस्ट नॉलेज इज स्टार्टिंग टू गोईंग आउट ऑफ इंडियन बॉर्डर. दिस वॉज लाईक अ मॅजिक. अँड सो मेनी डेमिगॉड्स, आय हर्ड वन्स, सो मेनी डेमिगॉड्स केम अँड बिकेम डिसायपल ऑफ श्रील प्रभुपाद.
आणि खरं तरी एक जादू आहे की पहिल्यांदा आहे ज्ञान आहे ते भारताच्या सीमेच्या पलीकडे जाऊ लागलं. आणि असे बरेच देवता आहेत त्यांनी श्री प्रभुपादांच्या शिष्याच्या रूपात ते प्रकट झाले.
इवन नाव आय हर्ड सो मेनी जीवा, सो मेनी डेमिगॉड्स इज वेटिंग इन द लाईन टू टेक अ बर्थ, सो दे कॅन टेक अ बर्थ हियर अँड टेक अ पार्ट इन दिस संकीर्तन हरणम मूवमेंट ऑफ लॉर्ड चैतन्य.
आणि आज देखील असं ऐकलंय की अनेक देवता रांगेत थांबलेले आहेत. कशासाठी? तर भारतामध्ये जन्मगिनी हरिनाम संकीर्तनात आंदोलनामध्ये त्यांना सहभागी होत आहे. जिल्हा गव्हर्नमेंटची एक देवता इथे उपस्थित
आहे. वांदे होता. So I was very fortunate. I was in US and then I was serving few of sannyasis, and then they each of them, they were speaking me stories about Radha Damodar Party, and stories especially about two very special persons, Vishnu Chand Maharaj and Jayananda Prabhu. So I heard so many amazing stories about them. But next time when I come, I will tell these stories. So many of them, they were so special. Like also Radhanath Maharaj, it's like we cannot even imagine how someone can be so special. Like Jayapatak Maharaj, who was like also such an amazing person. And but today I would like to speak about His Holiness Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj. He has so many amazing qualities, but one of them is that he was like an ocean of tolerance. He can really tolerate so many things that you cannot even imagine. I'll just tell you from the beginning one story when I was temple commander in America. So you will see how it is to preach in America. When you preach in the West, it's strictly prohibited to use a word must. You can train people, you can cultivate them, but immediately when you say you must do something, bus. There is no more them. They are not answering on the phone, they are not answering mail, nothing. If you speak openly, if you preach openly, okay, in Croatia somehow, which we're just trying, but in America it's like completely, Kali Yuga is there, like such a big degradation. If you preach openly, nobody will come. Nobody will come to listen to stories about God, because they're not interesting about God. So you need to like preach with the Vedic kitchen or with some yoga. They like to eat, so it's okay, and they like yoga. But if you speak openly, it's like very hard to get someone.
When you
walk on the streets of New York, every second person is speaking with himself.
New York मध्ये तुम्ही ज्यावेळी रस्त्यावर न जाता तर प्रत्येक सेकंदाला
every second is speaking with himself. They are like, you know, problem.
प्रत्येक सेकंदाला ते स्वतःशी बोलत असतात.
Yeah, himself. He's like little mental problems.
Yeah.
Yeah, like you can see also in Mumbai, sometimes they are drunk and they are just walking and, you know, just going something, speaking something, they are full of ghosts. So in New York it's almost every second like this. Yes, so many of them, they have mental problems in America. So one morning I'm coming to Mangalarati, it was like, I think 4:30, and I just give obeisance, and then I see, I just turn around, and then I see one side there is the Prabhujis, the other side is the Matajis, but I see something is wrong with Prabhujis, and I see that one Mataji is dancing with Prabhuji on their side. And then I'm watching it, I see that Prabhuji is there also, you know, like, they are watching very strangely to her. But then I said, okay, what is this, you know, I wake up now, I just need to go. Mangalarati, I just tried to chant, but immediately morning my mind is disturbed, so how I will chant, I was like, oh, what is going on, you know, always problems, and it, from early morning sometimes in America.
प्रभुजी पण असते विचित्र नजरेनं बघत होते शिकण असते म्हणून आणि मी पण विचार केला की अरे बापरे सकाळपासूनच समस्या चालू झाली माझं मन अस्थिर झालं सकाळपासूनच आता जप कसा करणार मी
And I came to her and I just forgot to say, okay, Mataji, sorry, but you know, this is from Prabhuji's game, just go to the other side. And just turn around to tell her something and then I see, it's not Mataji's Prabhuji, but in sari.
आणि मग मी ठरवलं की तिला जाऊन सांगायचं की माताजी मला क्षमा करा पण तुम्ही प्रभूजींच्या बाजूला नाचता कामा नाही तुम्ही माताजींच्या बाजूला नाचता पण मी जवळ गेल्यावर मला कळलं ते प्रभूजीच होते साडी निघून आले
Yes, but now this is very funny, but for me in the morning, I was like, oh, you know, I was confused, what to do now, you know, how to react, what to say to him, you know, where to go, if I told him, stay here, he cannot, because he's in the sari, but if he goes to Mataji, he's not Mataji, he cannot go there.
Atta
ya, ekada majjati
vaakta hai, but sakai paate hi javari gelo, kata samayal sa ila ke, to tumi chan, tikani dao, kar meri tayari karam to mana ji, but javari gelo tar kai?
So I don't know what to do. And somehow this finished. And then I speak with temple command, temple president. And somehow they told me that he's like a very problematic person. And then Maharaj spoke with him. And you know, Maharaj is such an amazing person. He's like, you know, I will told him, what are you doing? Just go away from here, you know. Don't disturb devotees. But Maharaj, because he just see, you know, the goal. We need to make everybody Krishna conscious. You know what he told him? He came to him and he told him, sorry, interesting idea, but better that you now put on you, just leave this sari and put the dot on you, and about this sari I will think, so we will see. But now, better to put it that you put the dot. Such a nice way he told me, he said, okay Maharaj.
आणि मंदिरचे अध्यक्ष पण म्हटले की आज असंच आहे आणि त्यानंतर भक्तितीर्थ स्वामी महाराजांच्या इतके दिव्य गुण आहेत त्यांनी परिस्थिती खूप चांगली हाताळली ते त्या भक्ताला म्हटले की साडी हा खूप चांगली कल्पना आहे पण आत्तासाठी तू धोती कुर्ता घाल साडीचं काय करायचं आपण नंतर बघूया आणि त्यांनी खूप चांगल्या रीतीने प्रसंग
हाताळला इन द बिगिनिंग ऑफ माय स्पिरिच्युअल लाईफ अँड प्रीचिंग Maharaj teach me so many things. I was like, you know, I was preaching, but I wanted everything was be like, you know, everybody was like paka brahmanas, paka vaishnavas. I want like this. So immediately when somebody was strange, I told him, what are you doing, you know? But if you will preach like this in America, everybody is like this. So you cannot, you know, to who you will preach? So you need to apply, you need to, you know, do some different things to make them. So you need to preach to these kind of people.
And Maharajani mala anek sundar goshti shikavlya. Suruvatila jevhi prachar karayacho. मला असं वाटायचं की प्रत्येकानं चांगला पक्का वैष्णव पक्का ब्राह्मण बनलं पाहिजे पण अमेरिकेमध्ये कसं काय होणार अमेरिकेमध्ये प्रत्येक माणूसच अशा पद्धतीचा असायचं पण त्यामुळे अशा पद्धतीनं प्रचार करून तिथं चालत नाही
इफ यू आर लाईक इन इंडिया इफ यू आर रियलिंग ऑन समवन What are you doing? How are you looking forward? Put this tilak better. He will say, okay, Prabhuji. But in America, who are you? Who are you talking like that to me? He will just turn around and left. It's very hard to preach there.
तर भारतामध्ये आपण कोणाला ओरडलं आणि कोणाला काही सांगितलं असं कर तसं कर तर ते नम्रतेनं ऐकते पण अमेरिकेमध्ये म्हणते तू कोण मला सांगणार अशा पद्धतीने
सो इन दिस काइंड ऑफ कंडिशन भक्तितीर्थ महाराज ही वॉज प्रीचिंग यु नो ही वॉज लाईक इन इफ यू वॉन्ट टू प्रीच व्हेरी नाईसली देर यू शुड बी लाईक ओशन ऑफ टॉलरन्स अदरवाईज व्हेरी हार्ड
आणि अशा वातावरणात भक्तितीर्थ स्वामी महाराज प्रचार करत होते आणि जर तुम्हाला पाश्चात्य देशामध्ये जर प्रचार करायचा असेल तर तुम्हाला खरंच पूर्ण सहनशीलतेचा सागर असला पाहिजे.
So from his beginning, he has such a beautiful name. He was from the beginning. He was connected with Radhanath Maharaj, and when he was Brahmachari, his name was Bhakti Ganesham. Ganesham Prabhu.
And Radhanath
Swami Ji, Brahmachari, Ganesham. So you know, Radhanath Maharaj, he has two friends, Ganesham. One in Vrindavan, one in America.
घनश्याम नावाचे दोन मित्र आहेत, एक आहे ते वृंदावन मध्ये आणि एक आहे श्याम बाबा अमेरिकेमध्ये. घनश्याम
बाबा. सो आयस महाराज, जगन्नाथ महाराज, सो अबाउट देअर रिलेशनशिप. ए महाराज इज वन्स इन द अमेरिका. जगन्नाथ महाराज, देर इज नो पर्सन इन दिस वर्ल्ड विच आय लाईक मोर, विच आय लव मोर देन भक्ती तीर्थ महाराज.
एकदा जगन्नाथ महाराजांना पण विचारलेलं आणि जगन्नाथ महाराज एकदा म्हणालेले की जगामध्ये असा कुठलाही व्यक्ती नाही आहे की जो मला ज्याच्यावरती भक्ती ते महाराजांपेक्षा जास्त प्रेम करतो ते मला सगळ्यात जास्त आवडतात.
I don't know if you know that, but in America they are calling them Gauranga and Nityananda.
तुला माहित नाही, तुम्हाला माहिती आहे का, पण अमेरिकेमध्ये राधानाथ महाराज आणि भक्ती ते महाराजांना गौरांग आणि नित्यानंद म्हणतात.
Because two of them, they are like always together.
आणि दोघे नेहमी एकत्र असतात.
And राधानाथ महाराज, she is Gauranga, you know, like very elegant dancing, you know. Very elegant, always. If you do something wrong, he immediately, you know, he just tell you what you are doing. So he's like Lord Gauranga. Lord Gauranga was also very, very merciful, but if you do something wrong, then... But Dr. Titya Maharaj, he was like Nityananda, like Avadut. Really. Also, if you see his dance, he was also dancing like, you know, like they thought he's a, they call him in America King of Kirtans. And Radhanath Maharaj told me once that I was asking him something and he didn't hear nicely, so he always told me, "What? What?" You know, so a few times told me. And then he told me, "You see, my ear is not any more good. I don't hear you nicely because I was last 20, 30 years I was dancing with Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj. He was always, you know, clapping his big drum, dum dum dum. So now I don't hear well." And yeah, Maharaj was like, he was like really like a Nityananda, you know. You know, the Nityananda, he was all sometimes giving, he was giving the mercy without looking. So Maharaj was always, he was so tolerant, he was so compassionate. He was just giving and giving and giving without stopping.
And Bhaktivedanta Maharaj karat Nityananda Prabhu sarkhet hote. ते कोणाकडं न पाहता त्यांची काही योग्यता ते न पाहता केवळ लोकांना देत राहायचे की ते सदैव करुणेनं आणि सहनशीलतेनं लोकांना सदैव देत राहायचे.
He gets such a big understanding of Prabhupada teachings, of essence of Prabhupada teachings. It's really amazing. Even Chandramouli Maharaj says once that, you see, because there were three or four good friends, Bhaktirtha Maharaj, Radhanath Maharaj, Varshana Swami, he's now in Europe, and the Chandramouli Maharaj, they were all around New Vrindavan and they were very good friends. So Chandramouli Maharaj says that I am with him more than 30 years and still till today I cannot fully understand his mood. Incomplete. I cannot fully understand him.
And Srila Prabhupada's jo shikvani ka saar hai, te Bhakti Tirtha Swami Maharajani itka sundar ritina janun ghetlela ki Chandramouli Maharaj ekda sangat hote ye char khub sundar mitra hai. भक्तीदेव स्वामी महाराज, राधानाथ स्वामी महाराज, बर्ताना महाराज ज्याचा उडुपीला आहे आतावडपीला ते, आणि त्याचबरोबर चंद्रमौली महाराज. आणि चंद्रमौली महाराज सांगत होते की 30 वर्षापासून मी भक्तीदेव स्वामी बरोबर एकत्र आहे पण अजून मी जाणू शकत नाही की ते कोण आहेत, त्यांचा भाव काय आहे, अजून मी समजू शकलो नाही.
सच अ डीप अंडरस्टँडिंग, सच अ बिग कॉम्पॅशन टू हॅव टू एव्हरीबॉडी, इट्स लाईक रिअली अमेझिंग.
आणि प्रत्येकाप्रती इतकं तीव्र
There was such a once Maharaj, before 1 or 2 months, he just said to one brahmachari in Chopati, he was just walking, and Shah suddenly said to him, "You will never understand how somebody can be such a good friend like we are, me and Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj." Just suddenly he said to one brahmachari. Radhanath Maharaj is like, we can say, very busy guru. You know, he has so many things to do, so many disciples, and he's like in charge for so many things. So he came to Vrindavan for 2 months. And then he all these 2 months just stay. I was serving him in one house with Yadubar Prabhu and I forget the name of Mataji. And then the phone was all the time ringing. All the time they were in America. Yeah, Yadunanda Prabhu. They were coming 66 in Mitchell's gift. They're such special devotees. And the phone was all the time ringing. They were calling him from New Rindavan, when you will come, we have such important things to do. But he says, "I cannot, my heart is here," and he was all the time in Nivitta Nagari.
तर आणि तारखा फोन वाजत होता की तुम्ही न्यू वृंदावनला कधी येणार अशा पद्धतीनं, पण रामायण महाराज म्हणाले की मी येऊ शकत नाही, माझं हृदय या ठिकाणी गीता नगरीमध्ये भक्तीदेव महाराज होते.
Yadunanda Prabhu and Mata Taruni, yes, they were such nice devotees. So Maharaj was always there. And he was, because we were serving him sometimes, and when he was come back from the interior of the house, this is the place where Maharaj was staying, he always says some stories, he always says something amazing to them, and then they were taking to us after Maharaj was going.
And Prabhuji Tavari Tadikani Anti Seva Karavate Radhanath Maharaj and Yadunanda Prabhuji. And Radhanath Maharaj Nemi Tana Anek सुंदर कथा सांगायचे, सुंदर प्रसंग सांगायचे. आणि प्रभूजी त्या ठिकाणी सेवा करत असताना ते यदुनंद प्रभू प्रभूजींना सुंदर गोष्टी सांगायचे.
सो महाराज सेज वन्स दॅट दे वर शेअरिंग द सेम कर्म दे वर शेअरिंग समटाईम्स वन्स बघितलं महाराज वॉज राधानाथ महाराज केम वन मॉर्निंग टू महाराज एव्हरी सो हाऊ आर टुडे महाराज सेज Oof, now I came, but in the morning when I was going to pass the urine, it was not the urine, it was the blood that was going outside. So because they were sharing the same karma, Radhanath Maharaj told us when he came this day, he came at home to sleep, he went to bathroom to also to pass the urine, and he was also passing the blood. It was like, you know, completely the same karma. It was like, and then Maharaj told us, like, whoever come there, you know, like, whoever come there, Maharaj was just talking to them, "Oh, nice to meet, nice because you came here again, nice to see you again, but please, can you take this part of the world, please, can you just take care of the devotees, can you do like this?" He was always just emphasizing this fact to everybody, "Just please take care of devotees in this part of the world, please take care of devotees, take care of devotees in this part of the world." Well, he didn't want, once Maharaj came and he started to speak something, and he said, "Okay, it's enough Bhaktita Swami Kata. Don't speak about this anymore, let's speak about some other things." He didn't want to speak about him. He just wanted to speak how we can increase taking care of the devotees.
आणि जर कोणी त्यांच्याविषयी बोलत असेल तर ते म्हणायचे, "भक्तीतीर्थ कथा खूप झाली, आपण काहीतरी सेवेविषयी बोलूया."
It was really amazing. Some Maharaj, like on the Duna Maharaj or someone, when they come, they say that we are amazed. You know, he was always so advanced spiritually, but now when he sees him, he's shining, he's completely in ecstasy. They say it's really amazing how someone can be so unselfish, because he has such a big pain. Sometimes his body was trembling because of such a big pain, and he was just speaking all the time. So what is if it is part of her? Who will take care of this? Just all the time like this. It's really amazing. And then once, I don't know, I don't remember who was, but he, somebody, yeah, because they told us, you need to come there in April. We meet Raghunath Maharaj in Italy, and he told us, you need to come as soon as possible to America. It was like middle of April, because it's just a question of time, 1 week, 2 weeks. You need to come as soon as possible, and then there is a question if you will come there on the time. And for 1 week we get the visa, because of the mercy of Radhanath Maharaj, we get the visa and we get the ticket. And for 1 week we were already in Gitanagari. And then when we came there, we saw and they say, yeah, maybe this is the last week.
And
Maharaj is really amazing. And then, you know, when we saw him, it was such a, you know, heartbroken situation. You know, your Guru Maharaj, you know, he's completely sick. You know, he cannot even speak. He was so thin, you know, it's like, but he was just preaching. Sometimes he was such, you know, like, he was like Bhaktisiddhanta, such, you know, brave preaching. He was like really amazing. And after 1 week, you know, we were thinking, oh, when will, you know, we want to stay more with Maharaj. But after 1 week, nothing was happened. And they told this week, which is coming, Maharaj will leave the body. And then nothing happened. And one more week. Of course, we were so happy because Maharaj is still with us, but you know, every time he was like more and more sick. So nobody understands what is going on. How even doctor says his body is completely finished, you know. We don't know also how he can stay here more. Such a big pain and everything. How he can stay here? Nobody understands. We also didn't understand. And you know, and then one guru told us what is going on. He says, he is too attached for this ISKCON. He is too attached for devotees. Simply, he cannot leave the body because he just wants to help. You know, he has such a big love to devotees, so if he will leave, he cannot even imagine this. He wants to stay and help more and more. So he was so attached for devotees, for the taking care, that he cannot simply leave the body. It was really amazing, you know. Nobody can understand how everybody who came there, they just go outside, they were crying, and they say, this is really amazing. We cannot believe that someone is like that. And he was so concerned about others, not about him. It's really amazing. Once we have, because Maharaj was, you know, he has such a big pain. Every time when he need to move, especially when he need to take a ride, drive with the car, you know, this dumpy road, it's not a good road, it's so many holes. So every time the car came like this, it's such a big pain for him. So he was coming all the time to Sunday feast to the temple. It was very painful, only like 500 meters, but it was like 500 meters of hell. So then Maharaja told him, so why you are not making programs here? Devotee can come here, you can sit on your chair, and outside it's like a big valley, everybody can sit and everybody will see you on the valley and you can speak. But he says no, because still it was like April, the city is very cold, so for devotees there will be cold sitting outside.
जे मंदिर होतं ते केवळ 500 मीटरचा अर्धा किलोमीटरचा रस्ता होता पण तो रस्ता पूर्ण खड्डे होते त्यामधून तेवढा अंतर नरकामध्ये 500 मीटर सारखे होते कारण प्रत्येक खड्ड्यामध्ये धडक्याला त्यांना प्रचंड वेदना होत होत्या मग भक्तांनी सुचवलं की तुम्ही ज्या ठिकाणी आहेत त्या ठिकाणी आपण मंदिरच्या भक्तांना तुमच्याकडून प्रवचन ऐकायला बोलू शकता आम्ही बोलू शकतो तुम्ही खुर्चीमध्ये प्रवचन द्या आणि भक्त बाहेर जागा त्या ठिकाणी प्रवचन ऐकू शकतील पण एप्रिलचा महिना होता खूप थंडी होती आणि भक्तीदेव महाराज म्हणाले की बाहेर भक्तांना खूप थंडी वाजते त्यामुळे मी स्वतः जाईन तिथे प्रवचन द्यायला
You can imagine he's dying from the cancer, such a big pain. Doctors, they said one of them, and he didn't want to take these painkillers. He didn't want to take. The doctor says, we never see something like this. We cannot understand how he can speak with such a big pain.
आणि डॉक्टर आहे त्यांना पण आश्चर्य वाटत होतं की ते पेनकिलर ज्या वेदनाजनक गोळ्या ते पण ते घ्यायला तयार नव्हते आणि इतक्या यातनेमध्ये पण कोणी कसं काय बोलू शकतं किंवा कोणी कसं काय राहू शकतं याचं त्यांना पण आश्चर्य वाटत होतं
He was really, you know, he was really amazing. And then he was coming regularly to the temples with such a big pain. You know, he said, devotee, they will suffering if they will sitting. You know, what is the problem? Sit? It was not so cold, a little bit maybe, but nothing. What to speak, how that will be painful for him to take a ride there. But he didn't want. He said, I don't want that the devotee will be uncomfortable to sitting out there. Can you imagine?
And की भक्तांना बाहेर बाजू त्रास होईल पण इतक्या यातना सहन करून ते स्वतः त्या ठिकाणी प्रवचन
द्यायला द्यायचे
त्यानंतर आम्हाला त्यांचं दर्शन कमी मिळू लागलं
When we come there, you know, he was like, he said that he is very happy because we are there and he said something amazing there. Then.
आणि त्यानंतर एके दिवशी ते आले आणि त्यावेळी ते जे बोलले ते फारच विशेष होतं
आणि sorry because now I'm leaving the body he tells sorry to us sorry because I'm leaving the body and I cannot give you after that I will not give you any more advice
ani te mala manale te amala manale ki mala kshama kara karan mi ata tumhala sodun janar ahe tyanantar ata mi tumhala kontya prakare sallah ki margdarshan deu shaknar
nahi so again imagine he told us sorry because I will leave the body and then you know how will I give you advice
ani त्यांनी आमची क्षमा मागितली की मृत्यूनंतर मी तुम्हाला मार्गदर्शन करू शकणार नाही
रिअली अमेझिंग ही स्पीक विथ हिम ही वॉज लाईक कम्प्लिटली शायनिंग अँड ही वॉज लाईक यु नो जस्ट सडनली ही स्टार्ट टू क्राय लाईक अ स्मॉल चाइल्ड लाईक व्हेरी यु नो लाईक व्हेन द यु नो हाऊ इज इट व्हेन द स्मॉल चाइल्ड इज क्राइंग इट्स लाईक यु नो वीपिंग
आणि त्यानंतर ते असं बोलू लागले आणि एका निरागस बाळाप्रमाणे ते रडू लागले
Yeah, I will tell you also some confidential things which is only for my god brothers, but because you are so nice, I will tell you. Immediately when he saw the pictures of Prabhupada or from Radha Krishna, he was just start to weeping like a child.
ज्या क्षणी ते प्रभुपादांचं किंवा राधाकृष्णाचं चित्र पाहायचे तत्काळ ते रडायला लागायचे
अँड यु नो ही डिडंट लाईक लेट नो लाईक दिस स्टोरी वेन कृष्णा वॉज वन टू अटॅक भीष्मा ही सेड आय विल नॉट टेक अ पार्ट इन द फायटिंग बट ही सॉ द लव ही सॉ द दैट भीष्मा वॉन्ट टू अटॅक अर्जुना अँड ही सेज ओ आय डोंट ही कृष्णा डजंट केअर फॉर रूल्स अँड रेग्युलेशन ही जस्ट केअर फॉर द लव ही वॉन्ट टू अटॅक भीष्मा
आणि भागवत कथा आहे महाभारताची की ज्यावेळी भगवान श्रीकृष्ण भीष्मदेवांना मारायला धावतात की ज्यावेळी श्रीकृष्णांनी वचन घेतलं असताना शस्त्र उचलणार नाही पण अर्जुनावर संकट येईल म्हणून भगवान श्रीकृष्ण स्वतः प्रेमाखातर भीष्मदेवांकडे आक्रमण करतात.
गुरु महाराज all his life he was very extraordinary devotee and the same was in his when he was leaving the body.
आणि गुरु महाराज आणि त्यांच्या संपूर्ण जीवनामध्ये अत्यंत ते असाधारण होते आणि मृत्यूच्या वेळी पण शरीर सोडताना पण ते तसेच असाधारण होते.
You know, he was just want to preach, just to preach in any condition. So he was just preaching to heal his last breath. He was just preaching.
त्यांची एकच इच्छा होती की प्रचार करणं, प्रत्येक क्षणी प्रचार करणं आणि शेवटच्या श्वासापर्यंत प्रचार करत होते.
You all know that he was, why he left the body, you know that he was unhappy. The real devotee is Paranduka Duki, and he said, I cannot watch any more conditions and situation in ISKCON. Devotees, they are unserious, they are not serious, and because of that, they are unhappy and they are suffering. So I cannot watch that anymore. I want to take the karma of all these devotees to me.
इस्कॉन मध्ये देखील भक्त दुःखी आहेत. का दुःखी आहेत? कारण ते गंभीर नाही आहेत. गंभीर नाही त्यामुळे ते दुःखी आहेत आणि म्हणून त्यांच्या कर्माची फळं मी घेईन हे पाहू शकत नाही आणि म्हणून त्यांनी शरीर सोडलं.
He sent this offering in the mood of Vasudev Datta to Prabhupada on Vyasa Puja. Immediately after 1 month or two, he get very advanced stage of cancer and very advanced stage of diabetes. Just like this.
आणि हेच त्यांचा जो भाव आहे त्यांनी प्रभुपादांची व्यासपूजा होती ज्यावेळी त्यांनी व्यक्त केला आणि आता ज्यावेळी त्यांनी हा भाव व्यक्त केला त्यानंतर एकाच महिन्यात त्यांचा कॅन्सर इतका वाढला आणि डायबिटीस पण इतका वाढला की त्यांची स्थिती फार गंभीर झाली.
But he really didn't care. He just want to preach more and more and more and more, help devotee and convince devotee, because devotees, they are taking for granted this very special moment of Lord Chaitanya. They think, it's some kind of religion, we can, you know, enjoy, chant a little bit, do some work and then that everything will be okay. But no, this is something very special, very, very special. So he just wants to always point that to devotees.
And त्यानंतर त्यांनी इतका त्रास होऊन देखील काही काळजी स्वतःची केली नाही कारण भक्तांना जास्तीत जास्त मदत करायची होती कारण भक्त आहे ते इतकं दुर्मिळ आहे सुवर्णसंधी मिळून देखील याचा गांभीर्यानं स्वीकार करत नाही त्यामुळे त्यांना जास्तीत जास्त भक्तांनी गांभीर्यानं घ्यावं त्यासाठी त्यांना मदत करायची होती.
They said that when we were there, they told us that when pure devotee is leaving the body, then he is like extraordinary weeping. He cannot stop the weep, you know, all the time. So he was like this.
आणि असं म्हटलं जातं की ज्यावेळी जो शुद्ध भक्त आहे ज्यावेळी तो शरीर सोडणार असतो त्यावेळी तो स्वतःचे अश्रू आहेत ते आवरू शकत नाही आणि अशी स्थिती भक्तीत महाराजांची होती.
And he didn't really care what the rules and the regulations say. If he wants to do something to help devotees, if that will help devotees, he didn't care. He just cared for the essence.
भक्तांना मदत करण्यासाठी त्यांनी कधी नियमांची काळजी केली नाही तर भक्तांना त्यामुळे मदत होत असेल तर त्यांनी नियमाकडे बघितलं नाही त्यांनी जो पार आहे तो स्वीकारलेला होता.
So even his death, he just wants to show with his death how this movement is something very special and that we can leave the body and it's really this movement, this process really working. See, he just showed with his death how we can also go there to Krishna. He just wants to convince, even with his death, he wants to convince devotees this is something very, very extraordinary, something very special.
आणि त्यांच्या मृत्यूद्वारे पण त्यांना शिकवायचं होतं. त्यांचा मृत्यू देखील असाधारण होता. त्यांना हे शिकवायचं होतं की त्याची भक्तीची विधी कशी काय कार्य करते की आपण शरीर सोडल्यावर भगवत धामात कसं जातो या पद्धतीच्या गोष्टी त्यांना शिकवायच्या होत्या.
So he said that, you know, most of the Maharajas, most of the saints, most of the devotees, when they are leaving the body, they are going to Mayapur or Vrindavan. But he didn't want to go. He says, whenever Prabhupada established temple, this is Vrindavan, this is Mayapur. He just saw us again with his example.
आणि आपण ऐकतो की अनेक संत, अनेक महाराज, अनेक आचार्य शरीर सोडायला कुठे जातात? वृंदावन किंवा मायापूर मध्ये. पण ते म्हणाले की प्रभुपादांनी ज्या ठिकाणी मंदिरांची स्थापना केली आहे त्या ठिकाणी ते पण वृंदावन आहे ते पण शरीर सोडू शकतो.
So whatever he do, whatever he can do, he was doing. He didn't care for the rules and regulations. You know, like when sadhus leaving the body, then they are, you know, they are going to their Nijambhajan, And but he was not. He was just preaching. Whatever happened, and then once he has like one very extraordinary things, which so many people never say. You know, when the person is going to beg Krishna to Godhead, then he see and he feel and he really experience different kind of things. And most of the people they just take this to the heart. They're not like Sahajiya, because it's very, they will think sometimes they, if they say something, what they feel, what they see, someone can tell for them that they are Sahajiyas. But he didn't care.
भावूक भक्त असे समजू शकतात पण त्यांनी याची पण काळजी केली नाही त्यांच्या दिव्य भाव ते प्रकट करत होते
सगळं ते समथिंग नाव व्हेरी व्हेरी कॉन्फिडेन्शियल
आता अत्यंत गोपनीय असं गुह्य गोष्ट मी तुम्हाला सांगणार आहे
सो देयर वॉज जस्ट अ फ्यू डेज टू Well, the burden, the body, and he was already there. He was already, his mind was in Vrindavan. You know, everything was preparing for him. And then one night in the dream, Prabhupada came to his dream.
What was it?
Prabhupada came to his dream. And then Prabhupada came and take him for his hand and came and then he introduced Maharaj to Rupa Goswami. And then Rupa Goswami introduced him to Lord Chaitanya.
Can
you imagine such an extraordinary thing? And who will tell that in the public? Who will tell that to his disciple of the Soma? They will say, what are you speaking? You are a Sahajiya. But no, he tell that to us. He was so happy, he was completely in ecstasy when he was talking to us. This thing, this happened. Can you imagine? And why? We were also confused. Oh, but why? He just want to show us. He just want to, you see, this what Prabhupada give us is really function. It's really, you know, we really can get the love of Krishna in this one life. Alright, I just told you that because Radha Maharaj also told you so many things privately. Because it's something, so many things is very private with him and Maharaj, but he told you, so I can also tell you, because you need to have this friendship attitude to these things, because otherwise you can misunderstand that. Because some people who are, or some devotees who are not so friendshiply attitude to have to him, they can think of what is this. You know, it's like Maharaj was always such a big, you know, revolutionary. He was like, you know, always trying to, the just essence of Prabhupada teaching was to give to devotees Krishna Prem and to teach them how to love God. So he was just want to do this. You know, he was sometimes he was doing some things which some other devotees didn't like. But Maharaj he really didn't care. He had such a deep understanding of Prabhupada teaching that he was just doing by his vision. Like one in the church, such a funny example, like one in the church in America, you know, there is one religion, I don't know what the name, but you know, I think Baptist or Protestant or some varieties of Christian, and when they have this, they have once a week, they have this holy meat, holy something like this, like, you know, like we had Sunday feast, they had something like this in America. And when they are the priest, when he preached to them, he's like very, we can say, in the Rajagun, he's like very impatient. He was going, you need to love God, you need to do that. They're clapping, they're stepping with the hand, stepping with the foot, you know, very loudly, and they are going like this. You know, everybody, the audience, public is going, yeah, you need to love God, yeah, you need to do this, yeah.
ख्रिश्चन जो धर्म शास्त्रातले एक प्रकार एक चर्च होतं आणि त्या ठिकाणचे जे पादरी होते धर्मगुरु ते प्रचार करत होते अत्यंत रजोगुणामध्ये ते प्रचार करत होते आणि समोर लोक पण जमलेले आणि ते म्हणत होते आपण एका पाय जोरजोरात आपटत होते ते आणि आता हातवारे करत म्हणत होते की आपण भगवंतावर प्रेम केलं पाहिजे आणि सगळे म्हणत होते होय परंतु आणि असं सांगत होते आणि सगळा जमा होय होय करत ओरडत होता.
Yeah, all these people from this religion, they're very energetic. Very energetic. So once they invite Bhakti Tirtha Swami to speak something about God. Of course, he cannot speak teachings of Bhagavad Gita and teachings of Lord Chaitanya. But because everybody knows that he's such a big theological and theologist, and that he's such a big guru and spiritual leader, they invite him. That was 1993 in Cleveland, and one devotee who was there, he told me this story. He told me that it was really amazing how Maharaj inspired all these people and how he presented to them teachings of Bhagavad Gita without saying even one word from Bhagavad Gita.
त्यांनी प्रचार केला की भगवद्गीतेत मधूनच सांगून तर भगवद्गीतेतला एका शब्दाचा पण उल्लेख न करता त्यांनी सुंदर रीतीने प्रचार केला.
महाराज also take this part. He was also the same way preaching to them. There is only one God. He has many names. You need to surrender to him and everybody. Yeah, yeah.
And तसे त्यांचे धर्मगुरु बोलत आहेत त्याच पद्धतीने ते बोलत होते भगवंत एकच आहेत त्यांची अनेक नावं आहेत आणि त्यांना आपण शरण झालं पाहिजे आणि लोक पण तसे होय होय करत.
You know, so people when we were watching from the spiritual side, they were greeting and they were alarming Maharaj teachings about Bhagavad Gita in covered way. They were speaking, yes, yes, this is good, what the Krishna says, you know.
आणि एका अर्थाने ते होय होय म्हणून स्वीकारत होते. भगवद गीतेची शिकवण बरोबर आहे त्याला ते होय म्हणत होते.
So you know, like, Maharaj was such a big revolutionist, like, you know, and many of acharyas, what does it mean acharya? Acharya means one who is start to preach in some other way.
आणि महाराज इतके मोठे क्रांतिकारक होते, ते खरे आचार्य होते. आचार्य म्हणजे काय? एका नव्या पद्धतीने ते प्रचार करतात.
And you know that in the early days, I don't know how many of you know this, but in the early days of ISKCON, especially when the Srila Prabhupada left this world, so many problems arise in our beautiful movement. Especially towards Matajis. You know, some devotees, they have a wrong understanding of when you can read in Bhagavad Gita that Matajis, they are less intelligent, they are not like the same like men. So they are completely misusing them and they are completely have such a bad treatment to Matajis. Even sometimes Matajis, they were lying on the stairs and Prabhupada, they were just walk through them and they say, please, can you call the ambulance? They say, oh, it's your bad karma. Can you call the ambulance, the hospital, I'm sick. She was lying.
आणि माताजींना इतक्या खराब त्यांना वागणूक दिलेली आहे. तिथे गीतेमधून त्यावेळी ते भक्त सांगायचे की माताजी आहे त्यांची कमी बुद्धी आहे आणि त्या पुरुषांच्या सारख्या नाही, पुरुषांपेक्षा खालच्या दर्जाच्या आहेत आणि माताजींना अत्यंत कडक वागणूक काही ठिकाणी दिली जायची आणि कधी कधी काही माताजी अत्यंत आजारी येऊन दिन्यामध्ये बसलेल्या असायच्या आणि त्या म्हणायच्या की तुम्ही अँब्युलन्सला बोलवू शकता का, आम्हाला दवाखान्यात दाखल करा. आणि हे भक्त म्हणायचे तुमचं कर्मच आहे, तुम्ही असंच राहा.
Such a bad treatment in these early days was towards Mataji. Especially in America. So Maharaj wants to change this, you know, because in early days it was such a fanatics. Nobody speak about love. Nobody speak about relationship. You know, they are speaking about Krishna Prem. But nobody, if you want to say something about love, there was marriages, you know, like they want to imitate India. And there were marriages, the Matajis and Prabhuji, they never see each other. And they were choosing Matajis. And if Prabhuji didn't, there is 100 Matajis. And he likes one or two and 10 of them, they are the middle. But they were choosing always the one Mataji which he didn't like the most. Because they say the marriage is Maya, there is no love in this world, so they just need to have realization in the marriage, this suffering, this world.
भक्तांमध्ये प्रेम संबंध आहे त्याच्याविषयी कधी चर्चाच करत नव्हते आणि ते भारतामध्ये जसं कधी लग्न लावलं जायचे त्या पद्धतीचं अनुकरण ते करायचे की जसं प्रभूजी आणि माताजी त्यांचं लग्न विवाह होणार आहे त्यांना कधी एकमेकांना भेटू दिलं जायचं नाही आणि समजा अनेक माताजी असतील आणि ज्यामध्ये
दहा माताजी
आवडू शकले असते, त्यामध्ये जर 10 माताजी त्या व्यक्तीला प्रभूजींना आवडू शकले असता तर जी न आवडणारी सगळ्यात माताजी तिच्याशी त्याचं लग्न लावून दिलं जायचं. कारण ते म्हणायचे की लग्न हे माया आहे आणि लग्नानंतर तुम्हाला साक्षात्कार झाला पाहिजे की लग्न आणि जग किती दुःख आहे आणि अशा पद्धतीनं हे वागायचे. पण भक्तिदेव स्वामी महाराज आहे त्यांना हे बदलायचं होतं, त्यांना खरं प्रेम आहे, खरे संबंध आहे ते स्थापन करायचे होते.
अँड वन माताजी ऑल्सो टोल्ड मी जस्ट सडनली she was in the temple and then authorities from temple they are coming and told her next week you will be married.
Eka Mataji ne mala sangitla ki tya mandiramadhe hote ani achanak kai bhaktani tana sangitle ki ami yenar ahe ani pudchya aathvadyat tumcha lagna lavnyat yeil.
You know, because there was a mood, we need to follow authorities. She says, okay, but for who? And she said, you will find out. On the time, don't worry.
Ani tyavel ata भाव होता की आपण जे आपले वरिष्ठ सांगते त्यांचं ऐकलं पाहिजे म्हणून ते म्हणतात ठीक आहे पण कुणाशी लग्न होईल त्याने तुला कळेल काय काळजी करू नका नंतर कळेल.
इट्स रिअली ट्रू. अँड देन फ्यू ऑफ देम माताजी वॉज बिकॉज देन देर वॉज अ मॅरेज सेरेमॉनी देन देर वॉज फ्यू ऑफ देम मॅरेज अँड देन माताजी वॉज स्पीकिंग बिटवीन देम ओ विच हजबंड दे विल गिव्ह टू मी ओ दिस वन ऑर देट ओके बट आय डोंट वॉन्ट दिस वन आय कॅनॉट सी हिम ही इज सो स्ट्रेंज अँड वॉट हॅपन दे गेट दिस वन.
बऱ्याच माताजींची अशा पद्धतीनं लग्न ठरवली जायची. मग माताजींमध्ये चर्चा व्हायची की मला माहित नाही कुणाशी माझं लग्न होईल, कुणाशी पण होते पण या माणसाची लग्न व्हायला नको. हा पार
लग्न म्हणतो
बघा कुणाशी लग्न होईल मंडपामध्ये की हा नको, हा फारच विचित्र आहे. आणि ज्यावेळी अशी माताजी विचार करायची नेमकं त्या प्रभूजींशी त्यांचं लग्न व्हायचं.
Because they were doing authorities, they were doing it with a purpose. Because they cannot live together, so they will say Grihastha Ashram is Maya, everything is Maya, only Krishna is good.
And the Varishtha is the Muddham Asa Karai. Why? Because Dhana Lakshya is Shri Lagna Maya, Grihastha Ashram Maya, and Bhakti Krishna is Karan Dasi.
And so, what happened? After a few years, you know, became so many divorce, so many suffering, so many pain for everybody, especially for Mataji.
आणि त्याचा परिणाम काय झाला, अनेक घटस्फोट झाले, अनेक लोकांना त्रास झाला आणि सगळ्यात जास्त त्रास कोणाला झाला, माताजींना.
ये अँड सो अँड महाराज अँड एव्हरीबॉडी दे सो दिस थिंग सो दे वांट टू चेंज समथिंग.
महाराज आणि बाकीचे भक्त आहेत त्यांना हे जाणवलं की आपल्याला हे बदललं पाहिजे.
सो महाराज स्टार्ट विथ रेव्होल्युशन, another revolution. Prabhupada was make first one, now there is another. And in the West, people consider Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj like the first person, like the person who is the most, how they say, he starts first one to speak about love. So because of these things which is going on now, all these nice things in ISKCON, they say it's because of the Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj. Of course, one of them, they were celebrating him and says, yes, Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj, finally, we need to start with the new, how they say, age, with new part in ISKCON. Yeah, we need this love, we need this take care of devotees. But there was also other side who was talking so many bad things about him and against him.
आणि काही लोक म्हणत होते की भक्तीदेव महाराज आपल्याला खरंच एक भक्तीचं नवीन युग सुरू केलं पाहिजे ज्यामध्ये प्रेम आहे प्रेमाचे संबंध आहे पण त्याचबरोबर काही लोक आहेत ते भक्तीदेव महाराजांविषयी वाईट पण बोलत होते
But he didn't care. He was just doing what was his vision, what Prabhupada told to him.
आणि त्यांनी याची फार याची दखल घेतली नाही त्यांना एकच करायचं होतं की प्रभुपादांनी त्यांना जे सांगितलं प्रभुपादांची जी दृष्टी आहे ती त्यांना खरी करायची
And to be honest, He has so many problems. So many people they are attacking him. But he says once, they never really came to my heart, all of these they were attacking me. He was always, once in Croatia, that so many devotees were speaking against him, against his books. What is this love? What is this, all these things? And then I told him, Maharaj, you know, they were speaking so many against you. And they speak that against you, that for me, that I need to be careful if I want to take your shelter. Maharaj just, you know, watching me, he says, You need to feel sorry about them because they just want to help you. They just want to help you because of that they're talking that to you.
आणि इतके लोक त्यांच्या बरेच लोक विरोधात पण होते जसं कुरेशियामध्ये प्रभूजी नकारी लोक सांगत होते की जर तुम्ही भक्तीदेव महाराजांकडे भक्तीदेव महाराजांचा आश्रय घेणार आहे ते चुकीच आहे त्यांच्या पुस्तकामध्ये ते काय प्रेमाविषयी सांगतायत आणि असे बरेच लोक विरोध करत आहेत मग प्रभूजी गेले भक्तीदेव स्वामी महाराजांकडे की तुमच्याविषयी लोक अशा पद्धतीनं बोलत आहेत तर भक्तीदेव स्वामी महाराज म्हणाले की तुला त्यांची दया की व्हावी पाहिजे त्यांच्याबद्दल वाईट वाटलं पाहिजे पण खरं तर ते तुला मदत करत आहेत
But really like ocean of compassion, he told me, don't be angry on them, they just want to help you. We cannot really understand such a deep consciousness. So in ISKCON in America we have so many problems, and then just some of God's brothers told me that just suddenly, before like 1 year back or 2 years back, the Matajis all over the world they were start to calling ISKCON, especially Mataji from America, they were start to calling ISKCON in America, and they start to say that, start to speak that, now we heard, so many of them, now we heard, there is one black guru, and he start to speak about some things which nobody before speak, and now, only because of him, we start to think that we want to come back again to ISKCON.
त्यानंतर 1-2 वर्षानंतर मी असं ऐकलं की अमेरिकेमध्ये काही माताजींचे या 1-2 वर्षामध्ये काही असे मी घटना ऐकल्या की काही माताजींचे परत ISKCON अमेरिकेमध्ये मंदिरात फोन येऊ लागले की आम्हाला कळलं की असे ISKCON मध्ये काळ्या रंगाचे गुरु आहेत की ज्यांना अर्थ आहे माताजींबद्दल आणि त्यामुळे आम्हाला परत ISKCON मध्ये यायची आता इच्छा आहे
So can you imagine he has such many success in America? Once Maharaj told me that this is such a big loss for ISKCON, such a big shock because we lost him. He just started to be like, you know, this his revolution start more and more because everybody wants to get love. So they were calling him and now he just left the body. So Maharaj says it's such a big loss for the ISKCON.
And Naranath Maharaj ekda mhanale ki Bhaktivedanta Maharaj apnala sodun gele tar ISKCON chi kevdi moti ani kevda mota nuksan ahe karan ata tyancha kranti asha paddhatine chalu hotya
Gunagrahi Maharaj from Argentina, once he told us that he was always impressed with Maharaj because of his, you know, like Maharaj, Bhaktivedanta Maharaj says once that when you have, there will be always someone who is envy on you, whatever you do, always there will be some envy, especially if you are successful. If there is some success in your business or in your preaching, there will be so many enemies, so many envy people. So in his also life, so many envy people came.
आणि गुणग्राही महाराज जे अर्जेंटिना मध्ये ते सांगत होते की त्या भक्तीदेव महाराजांमुळे खूप प्रभावित झाले. ज्यावेळी एखाद्या व्यक्तीला यश मिळतं एका बिझनेसमध्ये किंवा कोणत्याही कार्यामध्ये तर प्रचारामध्ये, तर त्यावेळी अनेक लोक आहेत जे द्वेष करतील, अनेक लोक द्वेषी बनतील, आणि त्यामुळे काही लोकांना क्रोध येऊ शकतो.
So they ask Maharaj, how you can be, and you know, sometimes there is like very intense, you know, very intense like things against Maharaj. So and then Guru Granth Maharaj says that he was just watching him. He always came somewhere. He was always in ecstasy. You know, when you have something which is bothering you in your heart, or which has some problems, you know, you cannot really dance in ecstasy in kirtan. They will see in your face that you know something is going on. You cannot be always very, you know, happy and always. But he was always very happy, like nothing is happening. So Guna Granth Maharaj says, I cannot really understand how he was always in ecstasy. Like nothing happened and so many people spoke against him.
And Guna Granth Maharaj te aacharya vyakt karat hote ki anek dveshi log hote, anek dveshi log hote, traap denare log hote, but tari pan Bhakti Dev Swami Maharaj nehmi kirtana madhe atyant anandat asayche, anandana nritya karayche. And to me, तुम्हाला अनुभव असेल की ज्यावेळी एखादी व्यक्ती किंवा आपण दुःखी असतो तर त्यावेळी आपण कीर्तनामध्ये आनंदाना नाचू शकत नाही, आपल्याला हृदयात काहीतरी त्रास होत असतो. पण भक्तीतीर्थ स्वामी महाराजांबद्दल गुणग्राही महाराज म्हणत होते की मला खरंच आश्चर्य वाटतंय की तुम्ही कसं काय इतक्या आनंदाने, जणू काही घडतच नाही अशा पद्धतीने तुम्ही आनंदात आहे.
दिस इज द लेसन फॉर ऑल ऑफ अस. एंड देन ही सेज व्हाय, बिकॉज ऑफ हिज साधना. ही इज सच अ स्ट्रॉंग साधना, ही इज सच अ बिग अंडरस्टँडिंग ऑफ Krishna consciousness, but because of his sadhana, nobody can hurt him because of his such a strong sadhana.
आणि आपल्याला पण शिकण्यासारखा हा बहुत किंवा धडा आहे की ते म्हणाले की जे दृढ असे
गुणग्राही म्हणाले हे का शक्य झालं, कारण त्यांची साधना स्ट्रॉंग.
गुणग्राही महाराज म्हणाले हे शक्य त्यांना का झालं, कारण त्यांची जी दृढ अशी साधना होती, त्यांची इतकी पक्की साधना होती की त्यामुळे त्यांना कोणीही हलवू शकलं नाही, त्यांना कशाचाही त्रास होऊ शकला नाही.
कॅन यू इमेजिन दिस फॅक्ट, एस्पेशली ही वॉज यंग. Prabhupada sent him like 75th or 76th year, from he was 2 years in Eastern Europe. Eastern Europe means that like I was like first time I see black man when I was 13-14.
आणि 1975-76 मध्ये शिरोपासून त्यांना पूर्व युरोप बऱ्याच ठिकाणी पाठवलेलं. आणि मी ज्यावेळी 13-14 वर्षाचा होतो त्यावेळी मी पहिल्यांदा एक काळी व्यक्ती कृष्ण वर्ण म्हणतो त्यांना पाहिलं.
Yeah, it's like, you know, everybody is white, everybody is Christian, the same, and the country, the Christian is like one small part of a state, because everybody, there was a communist country, you know what is communist? They are now in Bengal. So, means that everybody is white, there is strictly prohibited to speak about God, strictly, you know, you can go to jail, and then one black man is coming to distribute books about God. You know, it's like something very extraordinary, because Prabhupada says that he need to be like a spy, that nobody saw him. But how can he? Because, you know, when he was walking, they said all the streets was turning around and watching him. Who is this? You know, they just see on television black men. They never seen the light. Black men.
I, त्या ठिकाणी साम्यवाद होता, साम्यवादी राज्य होतं, आणि त्या भगवंतांविषयी कुणालाही बोलायला परवानगी नव्हती. आणि भक्तीदेव स्वामी महाराज आहेत, त्यांना प्रभुपादांनी त्यांना सांगितलं की तुम्ही एका गुप्तहेरासारखं असलं पाहिजे. आणि जे काळ्या रंगाचे लोक आहेत त्या ठिकाणी पूर्व युरोपमध्ये लोक केवळ टीव्हीमध्ये बघायचे, टीव्हीमध्ये बघायचे. पहिलीच व्यक्ती त्यांनी भक्तीदेव स्वामी महाराजांना पाहिलं, कारण ते ज्यावेळी जायचे त्यांनी सगळेजण म्हणून बघायचे कोण वेगळी व्यक्ती आहे.
So many people, they saw first time in his life black man. They were 50, 60 years old, but first time they see black man.
50-60 वर्षाचे लोक पण त्यांनी पहिल्यांदा एखाद्या काळ्या रंगाच्या व्यक्तीला पाहिलं.
So Prabhupada told him, you need to preach very, you know, in silence, that nobody saw you, that you need to be like coward. But how to be coward in his body?
आणि प्रभुपादांनी भक्तीदेव महाराजांना सांगितलं की तुम्ही अत्यंत शांततेने म्हणजे गुप्तपणे प्रचार केला पाहिजे, कोणाला न कळत. पण ते कसं काय गुप्तपणे प्रचार करणार, सगळ्या त्यांच्याकडे
बघत होते. समथिंग रिअली अमेझिंग. अँड महाराज टोल्ड अस दॅट ही समटाइम्स ही नीड टू ट्रॅव्हल विथ फ्रॉम वन कॉलेज टू द अदर कॉलेज विथ द सेम ट्रेन, दॅट ही डिडंट स्लीप. यू नो, ही वॉज जस्ट फिनिश्ड वन लेक्चर, ही गेट इन द ट्रेन अँड अदर कॉलेज. other cities. So sometimes he didn't have time to, you know, to sleep. So then Maharaj says he was every day chanting 42 rounds. Every day. So can you imagine to see black man? It's, I don't know, like when I was in Palgar, you know, it is also in Goa also. It's very strange for them, to Indian, to see white people, especially in Dhoti, in Kurta. You know, everybody, in one school in Palgar, everybody gets on the window and, watching down, me and my wife. It's something very strange. What to speak about black men in Yugoslavia, and this is something very, 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 very strange. And then he need to chant 42 rounds with some bag in the hands, he's going, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, no, 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 everybody, what is this? What is this going on? You know, it's completely bewildered people. Even when they see me in the West, it's strange to them. Somebody is walking and speaking with himself and going like this. It's very strange for the people in the West. And sometimes so many policemen of some other people, they were following him. So sometimes he has problems where he will, in which place he can change 42 rounds. Where? So he says many times he was chanting 42 rounds in the toilet of the train. He was chanting, you know, inside, you know, how it looks. Such, you know, bad smell and everything. And so then he was chanting, you know, people want to go inside. So he was like, you know, he didn't want, he was just chanting. Because there, what he is doing in Utra, what he is doing inside, 1 or 2 or 3 hours, what he is, you know. That is very strange for them. So Maharaj was always strict, every day minimum 42 rounds. He said he was never sleeping more than 6 hours in his life, and when he joined the ISKCON. And he never slept, he never took a rest in the afternoon. And he always chanted afterwards. He said he never, in his more than 30 years when he was a disciple of Prabhupada, he never left even one round for other day. He is such amazing sadhana. Everybody likes him. He was very famous even when he was Ghanashyam. He was serving. Everybody knows him also because he was very famous. He became very famous in Germany. And after that, they spread the world. They spread the news all over the world. Because Prabhupada, whenever he came, whenever he gets the letter of Ghanashyam, he was reading, and then whoever came to his room, he said, oh, look what I get of Ghanashyam. And he was reading one letter 10 or 20 times a day to whoever came to his room. He was very pleased with Bhaktivedanta Maharaj. And so that Prabhupada says, because of these letters of Ghanashyam, he was crying and says, because of this news, I have strength to continue my life.
आणि द्रौपाद त्यांच्या डोळ्यात अश्रू आहेत. द्रौपाद म्हणायचे की घनश्याम त्यांची पत्र आहेत, त्यामुळे मला जगण्यासाठी शक्ती मिळत आहे.
You know, because it was so dangerous, and he was so successful a preacher that sometimes he was distributing about one. He told me once that he just came to one library and he just distributed 1,000 books in one library. So then he get to college 500 books. He was such a tremendous success in preaching, you know. At the same time, it was very very dangerous. Also, one they catch him in Romania and he finished in the jail. He likes to they catch him and they bring him to the jail.
आणि ते इतक्या रडारीनं प्रचार करायचे, खूप धोका पत्करून ते प्रचार करायचे. त्यांनी मला सांगितलं एकदा की एका कॉलेजमध्ये त्यांनी 1,000 पुस्तक वितरण केली, दुसऱ्या कॉलेजमध्ये 500 पुस्तकांचं वितरण केलं, आणि एकदा तर त्यांना पकडण्यात आलं, त्यांना जेलमध्ये ठेवण्यात आलं.
Because he likes him so much, he speaks everybody about him, and then once he told him, your life is perfect.
आणि महाराज एका म्हणाले की प्रभुपादांनी मला बिघडवलं, आणि एका प्रभुपादांनी मला बोलवलं, आणि प्रभुपाद म्हणजे भक्तीदेव महाराज मधून प्रभुपादांनी त्यांना बोलवलं, आणि प्रभुपाद म्हणाले की तुझं जीवन परिपूर्ण झालंय, सफल झालंय.
And everybody knows him, Ghanshyam. And then he was serving, especially because, you know, I was also once in the summer in the Vrindavan, I was serving prasadam. It's very hot and, you know, it's like very intense. And everybody knows him. He was serving prasadam without stopping, you know, like sometimes 5 or 6 hours. And sometimes happened that they just distribute all the prasadam and there is no any more prasadam for him. After five or six hours distributing in the summer in Vrindavan.
आणि वृंदावनमध्ये उन्हाळ्यामध्ये फार गरम वातावरण असतं, आणि एक भक्तिदेव महाराज तिथे वृंदावनमध्ये प्रसाद वाढायचे, प्रसाद वितरण करायचे, आणि न थांबता 5 ते 7 तास ते सतत प्रसाद वितरण करायचे. आणि कधी कधी असं व्हायचं की ते प्रसाद वाढायचे पण त्यांच्यासाठीच प्रसाद उरायचा नाही.
And so many devotees, because after that, you know, when you see someone who is such a nice serving, devotee feels sorry. Oh, he served all of us, and now there is no anymore for him. So some of the devotees, they were crying and tell him, please, please, we're now starting next round of serving for the lunch or for next feast. Please take prasadam for yourself, put somewhere, and when everything will finish, then you took. And Maharaj, he was just laughing, said, no, I need to serve devotees. After, if something Krishna left for me, I will took. If not, I will not took. He didn't never want to take something for him.
आणि भक्त होते बाकीचे त्यांना बघून फार वाईट वाटायचं की आणि सगळ्यांना प्रसाद वाढला आणि आमच्यासाठी उरला नाही. मग ते म्हणायचे की तुम्ही आता बसा, पुढच्या आता प्रसाद तयार होणार आहे, तुम्ही प्रसाद घ्या. पण ते हसायचे भक्तिदेव महाराज, आणि ते म्हणायचे की नाही, मी भक्तांची सेवा करणार आहे, जर काही भगवान श्रीकृष्णांच्या इच्छेने उरलं तर मी स्वीकार करेन. स्वतःचा ते कधीच विचार करत नव्हते.
Everybody knows him, Ghanshyam, because of one thing, because of his smile. And Maharaj says, why? Because of his smile, because of such a big contrast, black face and white teeth. So he was smiling, everybody was in ecstasy. So then Maharaj, and he has different kind of different things in your world, but then he about around 2000 or 2001, he came again after 20 years, he came back to Croatia. I'm from Croatia. He came and he became GBC there.
After a long time, yeah.
Yes. 20
years.
20 to 30 years, yeah.
Once he had been.
No, I'm speaking story. Yugoslavia means Croatia.
Yeah.
So after 30 years, he come back there again.
30 years.
20-30, yeah.
And 2001,
So then, I saw him first time, I think 2001 or 2000, and then I was like very eager to find out who is my guru. And Krishna, you know, like, he didn't want to show me, but my wife and he they had such a special relationship.
आणि त्यावेळी मी पहिल्यांदा मी गुरुंच्या शोधात होतो की कोण माझे गुरु असते. त्यावेळी मी भक्तिदेव महाराज पहिल्यांदा पाहिला. त्याच्यापेक्षा माझी पत्नी आहे त्या माझ्यापेक्षा जास्त भाग्यशाली आहेत, कारण त्यांचे फार चांगले संबंध होते.
In the year 2000-2001, we were very eagerly thinking, who is our guru? And then one night my wife, she was dreaming just the eyes. Some eyes came in her dream and that somebody told her this is your guru. But she just saw the eyes, she didn't see the body, only the eyes. And then what happened when she came first time to speak with him and when she saw him in the eyes, oh, then she said, he's my guru. Because she remembered the eyes from the dream, same eyes, yeah. And then Maharaj says, Maharaj was very extraordinary person. He was very mystic. I will not tell you so many things. He was so mystic. You know, he said that they are calling him before he's dead. He said that many people, they are calling, many person calling him from different parts of universe to come there. He was so mystic. You know, he knows so many things. Really amazing. And then he said, sometimes I know some of my disciples, I know them from before. Immediately when I saw someone, I know that he will be my disciple. Even he's karmi. And some of them I didn't know. But when he saw first time my wife, he told her, did you see each other before? You were here last year? But that's the first time this wife, he said.
अनेक ब्रह्मांडातून शरीर सोडण्याच्या पूर्वी त्यांना बोलवताना लोक दिसायचे आणि त्यांना हे पण ठाऊक असायचं की लोक जे कर्मी लोक म्हणजे ज्या अपरिचित लोक आहेत त्यामध्ये पण कोण माझे शिष्य होतील आणि कोण मला ओळखत नाही आणि ज्यावेळी त्यांनी माझ्या पत्नीला पहिल्यांदा पाहिलं त्यावेळी ते तिला त्यांनी त्याला विचारलं की आपण पूर्वी यापूर्वी कधी भेटलोय का ती पहिलीच भेट होती पण त्याने विचारलं
So immediately they knew both of them that they are his disciple and that he is her guru. And then slowly Mataji, my wife, she was also showing me, explaining his glories, and then gradually I also accept him like my guru. And I was also impressed so much with him. I will tell you why. So you know that, you know, also if you want to get darshan with some guru, you need to be very patient. Some, they don't have time and they are very busy and it's very, very hard. But I was impressed in the Croatia when I saw Bhaktivedanta Maharaj. Everybody knows him. You know, when the lecture finished, Srimad Bhagavatam class, he just sit. Sometimes he took breakfast and then he came. And sometimes he just sit, took the breakfast and start to speak with devotees. His door, but really, was always open for everybody. I was also sometimes with my god brother, we have a list. You know, oh, he's 21st, he's 22nd. There was always a line, queue. There was always queue for him. Because everybody who wants to speak with him, they can. You know, he was all day long just sitting and speaking with devotees.
And especially when there's a great guru, and 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 there's a great guru, लगेचच घ्यायचे आणि भक्तांना भेटण्यासाठी ते तंतुदार सदैव उघडा असायचं म्हणजे माझे गुरुभक्त ते यादी करायचे की कोण कधी भेटायचं आणि सगळ्यांना ते कोणालाही ते भेटायला तयार असायचं.
He was a really amazing person, you know. It's like when I saw that, I was also thinking how we can do that, you know, because nobody else, everybody needs rest, you know. But he was always, it's not that he was like automatically, he was always, when everybody sometimes came to him, he was smiling and his smile was such a like a big ocean of love. You know, he was always very personal. Oh, what's your name? Where are you coming? Which problem you have? He always wants to help everybody. There was no person who can say, oh, I want to have darshan, but Bhaktivedanta Maharaj, but he didn't have time. Everybody gets darshan of him if somebody wants.
And
And because of that, everybody likes him completely. Not only that, he told all of us, his disciples, I think about 3,000, that each of them, he need to send letter to him monthly. Each month we need to send him a letter and explain him how is the situation with our spiritual life. And he give a reply to each person. And very personal reply, not so automatically.
प्रत्येक शिष्यानं मला महिन्यातून एक तरी पत्र पाठवलं पाहिजे आणि त्या पत्रामध्ये आपली काय आध्यात्मिक स्थिती आहे, प्रगती काय वगैरे सगळं सविस्तर सांगितलं पाहिजे आणि ते प्रत्येकाला उत्तर पाठवायचे. आणि इतकं व्यक्तिगत असं ते पत्र असायचं.
नॉट ओनली दॅट, मीन देर वॉज अ बिग प्रॉब्लेम इन दिस पार्ट ऑफ युगोस्लाविया. ही टेल टू एव्हरीबॉडी, आय वॉन्ट टू सर्व यू, वॉन्ट टू हेल्प यू, सो दिस इज माय अॅड्रेस. And everybody who has some problems, he can send a letter to me, and I will reply to him.
Open.
Open, yeah. If there is any problem with everybody.
And you don't have any problems with everybody.
Not only in Yugoslavia, everywhere when he came, he said, this is my address, you can send me the letter, I will try to serve you, I will try to give you answers.
केवळ युगोस्लाविया नाही, कुठे पण तुम्ही मला पत्र पाठवा आणि मी तुम्हाला मदत करायचा प्रयत्न करेन, मी तुमची सेवा करेन.
And then became so intense that in the summer of 2003, I think, yeah, 2004-2003, I think, that he was getting 200 letters each day.
आणि नंतर इतकं प्रमाण वाढलं की 2003 उन्हाळ्यामध्ये रोज त्यांना 200 पत्रे यायची.
And he was giving a reply to each letter.
प्रत्येक पत्राला उत्तर द्यायचं.
He's the president of so many societies in Africa and America. He has so many disciples, he has so many duties, he has so many obligations. But still every day he was reading 200 letters and very personally sending the answer. Plus 3,000 Diksha disciples. And plus few hundred or few thousand Shiksha disciples. It's really amazing how we can, you know, it's really hard to understand how can somebody be like this. And there is also one story from Cleveland. Once Maharaj was coming to, my Guru told me, he was coming to Cleveland. This is from Cleveland, I know for sure. This one I know from before. And then he was just waiting for Maharaj in the airport, and Maharaj is coming, and he just wanted to say, he just gave him obeisance, he just wanted to tell him something, oh Maharaj, how are you? What is new in your life? And but just Maharaj stopped him and told him, I'm so tired, I didn't sleep for 3 days. I have so many things to do, so many obligations, so just leave me, let's go to your place, I just want to take your rest, I just want to sleep.
महाराज तुमची तब्येत कशी आहे, आणखी काय नवीन घटना आम्हाला सांगा. तर भक्तिदेव महाराज त्यांनी विचारणारे, भक्तिदेव महाराज म्हणाले, तुम्ही फार थकलेलो आहे, 3 दिवस मी झोपलेलो नाही, तुझ्या ठिकाणी मला घेऊन जा, मला विश्रांती घ्यायची.
And then he told him, okay, Maharaj, we can go to our place, to my place. Maharaj said, okay, just I will go to sleep. Tomorrow, after Mangala Arati, we can speak. And then they just came in the apartment, Maharaj left the room, and Prabhuji also went to sleep. And the next morning they wake up and then they go to Mangalarati.
And त्यानंतर मग प्रभूजी म्हणाले की चला आपण आपल्या रायच्या ठिकाणी जाऊया. आणि महाराज म्हणाले की आपण उद्या मंगल आरती नंतर आपण चर्चा करूया. आणि मग प्रभूजी स्वतःच्या रायच्या ठिकाणी गेले, महाराज पण प्रभूजींचा विश्रांती घेतली, आणि महाराज आणि ते प्रभूजी दोघं पण मंगल आरतीला एकत्र आले.
And then he wants to ask something Maharaj, but Maharaj says, don't ask me nothing, I didn't sleep all night. There were so many letters, so many emails, so many things to do, so that I cannot sleep.
And Prabhuji Adar Maharaj
की मी रात्रभर झोपलो नाही, इतकी पत्र इतके ईमेल होते, मी रात्रभर झोपू शकलो नाही.
So after 3 days of not sleeping, you know, because like I said in the beginning when he was leaving the body, because of such a love, such a big attachment to the movement of Prabhupada, of the love to Vaishnava, she cannot sleep. He cannot sleep and he cannot even leave the body because of such a big love. No, he was really amazing. And there I was, and I was, you know, because there is a few persons in ISKCON, somebody of us, we are preaching to some low class society, somebody is preaching to the middle class, and somebody is preaching to the highest class of the society, to the presidents or to vice presidents of society. So Bhaktivedanta Maharaj was one of them. He was preaching to the presidents of the states, different states in the world. So he was like, you know, somebody could say, oh, but he is like with such a big, such a high person, so he need to be like, also, you know, he need to have, you know, nice clothes, look very nicely, but he's sannyasi. Sannyasi should be completely renounced and have just something very, very old or something not good to wear.
आणि मग काही जण विचार करायचे की हे तर एवढ्या मोठ्या स्तरावर प्रचार करतायत, मग त्यांच्याकडे पण चांगले वस्त्र पाहिजे, चांगला त्यांचा पेहराव पाहिजे, पण हे तर संन्यासी आहेत, संन्यासांना तर जुनी वस्त्र धारण केली पाहिजे, साधं असं त्यांचं राहणं पाहिजे.
सो महाराज वॉज लाईक एम्बॉडीमेंट ऑफ द एसेन्स ऑफ टीचिंग ऑफ प्रभुपाद. ही वॉज ऑलवेज वेअरिंग व्हेरी नाईस थिंग्स लाईक सिल्क धोती, एव्हरीथिंग एक्सटर्नली टू लुक नाईस. यू नो, इफ यू केम टू समबडी टोल्ड मी ही सॉ द पिक्चर विथ नेल्सन मंडेला, ही वॉज लाईक a personal assistant of the Muhammad Ali, you know, the boxer. He was preaching to such a high class. If you came to some old dhoti, you don't, who will take care of you serious? Nobody will, you know, taking you seriously. So he was like, externally everything was like paka.
आणि निर्सन मंडेलांसोबत ते ज्यावेळी होते, तो बॉक्सर मोहम्मद अली आहे त्याच्यासोबत, पण त्याचे वस्त्र बाहेर एकदम सुंदर वस्त्र असेल, कारण जर ते पाटकी अशी जुनी वस्त्र घालून गेले असते तर कोणी त्यांची आई दखल घेतली नसते.
But when I was serving him personally, then I see what is the real renunciation.
ज्यावेळी मी त्यांची स्वतः वैयक्तिक रीतीने सेवा करत होतो त्यावेळी मला कळलं खरं वैराग्य काय आहे.
Once I was coming to his bathroom and then I was cleaning all these things in the bathroom, and then I saw he has one razor, but he was like if you try to you know, shave yourself with this razor, you cannot do anything. He was completely, how do you say, opposite and sharp, you know, rough. He was completely rough. Yeah, you cannot do everything. He was completely, you know, like, I don't know, he was using probably 1 or 2 months this. It was very old, and it was, you know, and then when I see this, I think, oh Maharaj, it's not that you are shaving, it's very painful, you know, to try to shave yourself is something which is very old, it's very painful. So I said, I will ask him, can I, you know, change this.
आणि ज्यावेळी मी त्यांच्या नानीघर होतं बाथरूम मध्ये सेवा करत होतो, आणि त्यावेळी ते दाढी करण्याचं जे ब्लेड असतं ते पाहिलं, रेझर पाहिलं, आणि ते इतकं जुनं होतं, इतकं बोथट होत, आणि त्या बोथट त्याच्या ब्लेड दाढी करणं केवढं त्रासदायक असतं.
So I was like, so Maharaj, I will go to shop. Do you need something? I can take if you want. If you send me directly, he will say no. So I was going, you know, like, and I said, Maharaj, I can take you if you want soap. He says, no. I can take you, I don't know, something else if you need. He says, no. I said, Maharaj, do you need anything for the bathroom? He watched me. No, I don't need anything. Really? He says, no. Maybe you need a razor. Razor? No, I don't need. I have one. I said, oh,
I said, I'm going to go to the hospital. विचारलं की तुम्हाला दाढीसाठी ब्लेड हवं का, म्हणजे नाही नाही माझ्याकडे एक ब्लेड आहे, काही गरज नाही.
It was immediately such a big pain in my heart. Oh no, Maharaj, you know, it's so painful. Sometimes when I have a few days old razor, it's such a painful. What to speak such a completely rough, completely... If you want to do something, you know, cut you, you cannot do with this. It's completely, you know, rough. Yeah. And but what is the problem? In the same time, that was Maharaj was sick. He was in Bhubaneswar in one meeting, GBC, together with Radhanath Maharaj, and both of them, Radhanath Maharaj and two of them, they became sick. They get the cold. So he was very sick in that time also.
And in the GBC meeting was in Bhubaneswar, Madhya, Radhanath Maharaj and Bhaktidev Maharaj, And then
some devotees they buy for him, because you know he has problems with nose, this liquid was going out. They buy him like tissue. Yeah, they buy him tissue. And then I ask Maharaj, so you don't have any more tissue, only one peg. So can I buy you more tissue? And he watched me. He says, tissue. No, better you can buy me the paper for toilet, because tissue they are very expensive. I need so many of them. Better you can buy me toilet paper, so when I will, you know, then it's much more cheaper, so there is no need of you wasting the money if you are buying me tissue. Better buy me the toilet paper. Can you imagine? He didn't want to spend money on himself for tissue. Better toilet paper. It's, you know, like big, you know, you can use it so many times. But tissue only 10 pieces. So he'll just spend the money of Krishna. Better not. And then I was walking all over to Mayapur with a bag, plastic bag full of the toilet paper, and everybody watching me strangely. What are you doing? In India, we are using water after the passing the stool. Everybody watching me very strangely. And so Maharaj, he was like, you know, he was a really amazing person, you know, and then he became very famous in the West, and you know, and that was such, I was also became, you know, such a fool when I was also in Mumbai and everything. I was, and I saw him, I was like, make so many mistakes, but he was such a so hard, he was never yelling even on me, because I made so many mistakes and I was serving him. Like for example, he told me, no, in the beginning your spiritual life, when Guru says something, please Prabhu, can you do that for me? And then this instruction is just going on in your head all the time. Guru Maharaj told me something. Oh, it just became your life and soul. But after some time, when you saw him, you became very familiar. So if you have time and the chance to serve some, especially your Guru Maharaj, always try to think that you are his disciple, because once I was also, Maharaj told me something, can you do that? I said yes. Immediately after 5 minutes I forget, and then the moment came that I give the results, and then, you know, and then I remember, oh yeah, my Guru Maharaj told me something, you know. So we always be very careful. So So Maharaj was a very special person, and I consider my... There is so many other stories about him that I have with him, my nonsense that I was doing, but it's almost 10. It's already 10 o'clock, so I just want to finish to say something like for the end. So he was very, very special, and I consider myself like very, very fortunate because I was his disciple. Especially because I was serving a few times him. His idea of life was just to serve devotees and just always praise them. When I came first time, I remember, like, when I came first time to serve him, he immediately told me, "You're such a good servant. Oh, it's amazing how you can do very nicely service." I just came there and give him prasad. I didn't anything. He was just starting to praise me and glorifying me. You know, such a big service. I just give him plate. So one guru says that if you really want to glorify person, because you know, when we find out that someone is very special, when my Guru Maharaj left the body, then I see, oh, Chaitanya, I have such a special guru. My Guru Maharaj was such an amazing person. But when I realized this, in the moment when he left the body. So if you really want to glorify a person, the Guru says, one Guru Maharaj says that you need to live life according to his teachings. So he was explaining and showing us the highest understanding of Krishna consciousness. He was showing us how we can be better devotee, what we need to do in our life. So our duty is just to follow this thing. And I'm also begging all of you that you give me your blessings, because Guru Maharaj told me in the end that I need to preach, that I need to spread movement and the preaching in Croatia. So I need the mercy of all of you that you bless me so that I can do that. Yeah, now my good friend Satchita Prabhu remind me. I told him that I forget. So I have only also one very special instruction for all of you from my Guru Maharaj, what he told me. Sorry, because I speak so long, so you know, it's getting very intense. So once we were in Croatia, and then Maharaj started to speak me, like, you need to do this, you need to do this, you need to go there, you need to go there, you need to go there, and I was just going, yes Maharaj, but in my head, I was just thinking, where will I get so much money? Where will I get so much money for traveling all over the world? So, and then Maharaj immediately said, don't worry for money. You just need to do two things in your life and you will always have money, you will never have problems with money. It's one very special secret. But now I will share with you. Because you are all living in the place where we tell their Prabhu to take birth.
Oh.
So Maharaj told us that first thing, you need to always be very strict in your sadhana, very strict. And the other thing, second thing, is that you need always try to give Krishna to the others. But he didn't think like every week once or every day. He told me every moment, each moment we need to have meditation in our head, how we can give Krishna to the others. In this way, we will never have problems with money in our life. And he was so sure when he told me that. He was like, yeah, this is like that. So what is the other subject? Let's go speak something else. He was so sure. And then after that I realized in my life it's true. We need to do only these two things and then we will never have problems with Lakshmi. Because Lakshmi is always thousands of goddess of fortune is serving always Krishna. So if Krishna is always with us, there is no problem of money. So he was such a special person. What can you imagine how he was special? Because our dear Maharaj, Radhanath Maharaj, he says there is no other person which I like more than him. So can you imagine how he was special? Because Radhanath Maharaj likes him so much. So thank you very much and just try to follow his teachings. His teachings means you just try to give love to everybody, you just try to take care of devotees and always try to give Krishna to the others, especially to those who are suffering. And then he will make him very happy and then he will smile even more and then like in this picture. So thank you very much. Sorry if I was speaking so long. And I was very happy to hear. Thank you everyone because of coming here and because you are giving me chance to glorify my Guru Maharaj. Next time when I come, then I tell you the stories about Vishnujan Maharaj and Jayananda Maharaj. But now I need to go because my train is starting for 40 minutes, I think, 45, yeah. So thank you one more time. I hope that I will stay in May till India. In India till May. So maybe I'll come one more time with Vitel Dev Prabhu. So which I just try to preach, try to become serious. Serious soldier in the army of Lord Chaitanya. And then he will make happy Prabhupada, Bhaktivinoda Maharaj and Radhanath Maharaj. So you need to become because of them. Because of the dead. Because what Maharaj do because of you, so you need to do something because of him.